For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Among the new laws that took effect in Tennessee this year was a ban on so-called sanctuary cities. Those are cities that don't actively assist federal authorities in detaining illegal immigrants. But as lawmakers gathered in the Capitol this week, it's clear that there are some legal battles yet to come, especially in big and, we will also say, more liberal cities such as Memphis and Nashville. With us today is Commercial Appeal reporter Daniel Connolly, who covers immigration and other issues. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Daniel, this week, the Shelby County Attorney, Marlene Iverson, raised some eyebrows, saying the Sheriff's Department wouldn't hold undocumented immigrants past their release date so that ICE can then come pick them up. What's going on here?
The county attorney's decision recently follows up on a similar decision last year by the previous county attorney, who looked at the practice of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement asking the jail to hold immigrants past their release date. The county attorney said this is unconstitutional and the Shelby County government shouldn't do it. And so the Shelby County Jail quietly stopped doing it, though they still coordinated with ICE in other ways. They wouldn't hold someone past their release date. A new state law went into effect January 1st, and the new county attorney, Ms. Iverson, with Lee Harris's new administration, basically said the new state law doesn't have to be obeyed because it's, in her words, void for vagueness. The Shelby County government still coordinates with ICE. It's just that they, for legal reasons, are not holding people past the point that they'd normally be releasing them from jail.
So why are Republicans upset about this week?
So the lawmakers who created the bill against sanctuary cities feel that Shelby County is refusing to obey a law which is meant to force them to coordinate in every way possible with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Shelby County is trying to walk a fine line between following the applicable laws and avoiding getting sued, perhaps by somebody who felt that they were detained unjustly.
Pushback isn't just coming from local governments. The State Department of Education noted this week that schools are not allowed to report citizenship information. What are they trying to guard against here?
Today in Memphis, I always like to tell people that if you took all the Hispanic kids who are currently enrolled in the Shelby County school system, put them on buses, took them to AutoZone Park, you could fill every seat in AutoZone Park and you'd have thousands of kids standing outside.
So what are those numbers?
Last time I checked, it was around 14,000, which is around 13% of the student population. And that's
do we know how many are undocumented?
We don't. So going back to the broader point, if you have a situation where you have such a large number of kids from immigrant families who may be citizens themselves, but maybe their parents are here illegally, and you have schools essentially acting as immigration police, you would have likely a large number of kids not showing up to school. And education authorities clearly don't want a shadow population of uneducated children living in our society. They want children to get educated. And I think that's why they put out this guidance saying that no one in schools should be in the business of enforcing immigration law in Tennessee.
Some Republican lawmakers would argue that the point of these laws, these anti-sanctuary cities laws, are to create fear and to show a sort of intolerance for people who cross the border illegally. Is there any incentive for Shelby County or even Davidson County, which has Nashville in it, to not play along with the legislature?
The big picture of what's going on in the country is that for years we had a situation in which the federal government rarely enforced immigration law. Now under Trump, it is being forced more seriously, and state and local governments are still coming to terms with what that means. And what's interesting, though, is that the pattern that I've seen is a lot of times these bills get watered down. In fact, the sanctuary city bill was severely limited from what it originally was. Originally, it was supposed to turn every police agency in the state would be enforcing immigration law. The final version is they can if they want to, but they don't have to.
What effect is this law having on Memphis's Latino community?
I think there's a lot of questions about it. Tellingly, the main advocacy groups that were lobbying against it, including the ACLU and Tennessee Immigration and Refugee Rights Coalition, they have not filed lawsuits about it. it seems that if they felt that this was going to be something huge and terrible and dangerous, they would have already been filing lawsuits about it. But, you know, I talked with them in late December, and they said, we're going to wait and see what happens.
Daniel Connolly covers immigration for the Commercial Appeal. He is also author of the Book of Isaiah, which is about the children of Mexican immigrants in Memphis. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.